Clifton High Voices.
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 Yeah! Yeah! Hello there, and welcome to Clifton High Voices. My name is Ollie, I'm in year 12, and I study history, politics, German, and classical civilization as an AS. I am absolutely delighted to be joined by Miss Rich, who is our newly appointed head of sixth form and teacher of history.
Hello, Ollie.
Oh, hello.
It's lovely
How are
to
you?
Be here. Lovely to be here.
Great. So just a bit of background to Miss Rich. Miss Rich joined us in September 2021 and has been an absolutely fantastic addition to the school community. So you mind if I go straight in with the first question, Miss?
Not at all. Let's fire away.
Oh, let's fire away then, yeah. It is fair to say that you are able to boast a very impressive CV, even
before coming
to Clifton High School. So where did teaching start for you? And what have you been doing since day one?
Well, I'm not sure where I should start. I'm a Bristolian, so very proudly so. I was born in Bristol back in 84, classic year. You'll learn as we go through the history course. I went to school in Bristol at Colston Girls' School, and I went off to study history at university. So I read medieval and modern history in Birmingham, but I came back to do a master's after my undergraduate degree. And it was really when I was back in Bristol that I decided that teaching was definitely the vocation for me. So I stayed in Bristol after my MA and I qualified to teach as well. But I haven't actually taught in Bristol until I came back in the summer of 2021. So I taught in Bath at King Edward's School, which I'm sure some of our listeners will know. And then I've moved around a little bit after that. So I then went to the Perse School in Cambridge, where I was also a head of house, actually, which was quite a fun role. It was an extracurricular role, organising lots of sports competitions and house singing competitions and things like that. So that was great fun. And then I wanted to be a head of history. That was my sort of main ambition at that point in my career. So I moved up to Nottingham, where I was head of history at Nottingham High School for 4 years. And then I went rather further afield, as I think you're probably aware, Ollie.
I am, yeah.
I decided after that I'd take some time out from the UK. So for the last 3 years, I've been head of history at Marlborough College, Malaysia, which is the sort of sister school of Marlborough College in Wiltshire. And that's been a really different experience. It was great fun. And I sort of had 18 months pre-COVID there and 18 months living with the pandemic that's obviously affected all of us. That's what's basically brought me up to 2021. But it was quite an easy decision to move back to the Southwest. And I'm really pleased to be back in Bristol and very lucky to have found a job at Clifton High School.
I'm sure the only thing you're missing from Malaysia is the good weather, I suspect.
Well, you say that. Actually, the tropical storms were quite something. I always remember in my first month there, my classroom was on a corridor that with everything was quite outdoors there. So it was all covered, but it was essentially outdoors. And this horrendous thunderstorm started. And I was so struck by it that I took my phone to take a video just so I could send it back to people at home. Because I think particularly in the Southwest, everyone loves to moan about the weather and how wet Bristol is. And I just thought that takes the biscuit. You'll never moan again about the rain in Bristol if you can see what happened every day pretty much in Malaysia. But it's been an adjustment coming back again, but not an unpleasant one. It's just a different way of life and a different climate.
Having joined Clifton High School at the start of term and now gaining one half term under your belt, how would you say you have found your transition to Clifton High School? Has it been good? What are the good bits?
Oh, it's been overwhelmingly positive. It's been challenging. I think I've moved into a different role. So head of sixth form is a new role for me. And actually, we were talking only in history earlier, weren't we, about how letting go of being head of history has been one of the challenges, because I've been so used to that being my number one project and my priority that sometimes realizing that that's not my job anymore has been quite jarring. And there've been other challenges as well, coming back to the UK, settling into a new school. And I think it's a challenging time for everybody after a really disruptive year and a half. But overwhelmingly, I would say it's been really positive. I think the thing that has perhaps struck me the most is how welcoming the community is. And that goes from the top right down to the bottom. I think the students are generally very sort of amiable, very chatty. They're interested in sort of finding out about you as a member of staff, right the way up to the senior leadership, where all the other members of the senior leadership team have been so helpful in sort of helping me to find my feet, helping me to understand how the school works, the kind of unique routines and patterns that every school has. It's a really happy place to work. And I think you can see that from, you know, out on the AstroTurf where we just met earlier, all the pupils running around, playing football, playing games. It's a really happy, down-to-earth, relaxed place to work. So I've really enjoyed that transition.
And moving on to your other role, which is our full-time head of sixth form. What would you say is involved in your new position?
I think what has surprised me is it's actually more of a, it's more of a diverse role than I perhaps anticipated. I think there were certain things that I knew would fall under my remit, making sure that students were on track academically, helping them to plan for their futures, to think about their next steps, their career plans. I knew that I would be involved in events, you know, planning open evenings, meeting with parents. But I think actually it has surprised me just how many different roles I fulfil on a day-to-day basis. But that's also quite an exciting part of the job as well. I think a lot of my time in the last couple of weeks in particular has been spent with the year 13s, helping them to sign off their UCAS applications and tweaking those personal statements and things like that. And day to day, there's a lot that's been going on this term in the events kind of side of the school. So we've had a fantastic open evening, which I think you helped at, didn't you?
Yes.
Where were you helping? At the
I was helping out with German with the wonderful Frau Harris.
Ah, yes, that's right. How was that?
Do you know what? I find all of my subjects absolutely fantastic. I love history and I also love German. So when we were rocking up actually for open day, I remember I went to the co-op and I bought some Lindt chocolates and everyone who came around had some Lindt chocolates. So it wasn't only the most interesting of evenings from a subject basis, we were also learning about German through chocolate.
You knew how to get the buy-in at the German stand,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. No, that was a good event though, would you agree? There was a nice kind of atmosphere.
Oh yeah, like, do you know what? One thing that I was really liking about the new type of style, because obviously after coronavirus, we've all come back and it has changed a little bit. With Open Day, we're actually exploring a lot of the school. So people were starting off in the hall. They got to walk across our wonderful new playground and then they got to walk into the Rose Theatre. And then to top it all off, they got to get to the new sixth form centre, which I must say I'm dead impressed with.
Yeah, that's been nice. Actually, that's one of the other sort of key things that's been enjoyable about my role and my job this half term is that there has been that buzz and excitement about the fact that I think the sixth form is it's moving on. We are developing and changing and we've got great new facilities, and I think it's been a really positive way to start the year with these new changes for people to get enthused about and to get excited about. But yeah, to go back to what you were saying, the open evening was a really fun event for me. I really enjoyed meeting prospective students, meeting parents, and really it was interesting for me because I really felt like I didn't really have to make anything up when I was talking to them because I was giving them my genuine first impressions of the school, much like I suppose I'm doing right now with you. So that's been a really fun part of my role. And there's more of that to come because we've actually got, I don't know if you're aware of this, Ollie, we've got an opening for the sixth form centre. We're having like an opening event to officially inaugurate it. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't.
I wonder if you can guess who our guest of honour is who's going to be opening our sixth form centre.
Oh. Guest of honour.
I'll give you a clue.
Go on.
She's a former parent of the school.
Ooh.
I'll give you another clue.
Go on.
She's associated with letters and numbers.
Letters and numbers. Oh, do you know what? I don't know. I couldn't even hazard a guess. I'm too embarrassed now.
I'm starting to wonder
person.
Now whether Ollie's actually just too young to know who our guest of honour is. Carol Vorderman.
No.
Yes, I'm so excited to meet Carol.
Wow.
She's one of my childhood
heroes.
We're
getting Carol Vorderman.
I can't wait.
Wow.
I said in the staff room earlier, I wonder when she comes in whether I'm just going to be like, Carol, give me some numbers. I want to do a numbers game. but yeah, she's coming to open our sixth form centre, which is great. And I think that'll be nice to sort of show the community lots of our neighbours who've seen it in its sort of construction phase, for them to be able to see the sort of fruits of the labour, really. So that'll be fun.
And we get to see Carol Vorderman. I'm really looking forward to that now.
I've distracted you now, haven't I?
You have distracted me.
That.
We better get back. So what I would like to focus on in this next question is your plans for the short and long term. So obviously, you've had one half term. A lot has obviously changed from my perspective as a pupil. Not only do we have a new head of sixth form, we have a brand new sixth form centre. I don't want to take too many of the things away, but what are you planning? Do you mind if I ask?
No, not at all. I mean, I think some of that has to be, I have to respond to what I observe. So I have some ideas about where I think we can take the sixth form to build it over the next sort of 4 to 5 years. I think we are lucky that there is quite a demand for people from outside of Clifton High School to come to our sixth form now. And that's partly reflective of the fact that we do have new changes afoot, new management. We've got a brand new building, more subjects that we offer. But that also means that we have got, you know, a larger sixth form potentially in the next few years, which will create extra challenges and demands. But I think that's exciting because it means that pupils coming up from year 11 will also be able to have new students joining the community. And it gives them a little bit of a taste of what it's like to go off to university and meet all these new people that you haven't studied alongside before. So catering to that slightly more diverse community is one of the challenges ahead. And I think we're going to continue to add to our A-level provision to make sure that we offer a really broad, diverse range of subjects. And I think we're going to look to make sure that every single subject that we offer can be offered to full A-level, which is really exciting. So my role is partly involves working with heads of department to make that happen. The other, probably the most obvious, really exciting development is that quite soon construction's going to begin on the second part of our new sixth form centre. So I think if you imagine where you walk in up the steps where there's currently a small car park, that's going to be the foundation of our new building. And I was with the head, with Mr. Bennett and Mrs. Brennan last week, looking at the plans for that, talking about the sorts of facilities we want, the sorts of furniture, how the space is going to be used. And that's really exciting. But that's a project that's going to take up quite a lot of my time over the next year or so. I think the other thing that I want for the sixth form at Clifton High is I really want it to be a place of ambition and of aspiration. And I think particularly after a difficult 18 months, it takes time to build that back up again. So that's really one of my targets for the next 4 to 5 years, is to create a community in which there is a genuine love of learning and of scholarship, and in which every student, regardless of what their individual talents or interests are, they all have something that they're passionate about and that they know how to achieve what they want to achieve, and that they're given the tools to get there. So that's probably my main priority in the sort of medium term. In the short term, I'm thinking about our Christmas trip, Ollie.
Oh, I'm
did you know about our Christmas trip?
To Bath.
Yes, we're off to Bath.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I'm going to love that. I'll tell you what I also love. I can tell my friends that we're in phrase two of our sixth form centre.
It's true.
Or we're getting to phrase two.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to saying that now. I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming back, I have one more question for you. I must say, I find history a truly fascinating subject, but I think it would be fair to say most of our listeners, me included, would find history challenging at certain times. So what would you say makes history continuously interesting and engaging for you and the students?
That's a great question. I think you're right. It's one of the things that I get asked a lot at parents' evenings and open evenings. People often say to me, oh, when I was at school, I had a very boring history teacher. I didn't enjoy it at all. I get that from parents quite a lot. And I'm pleased to say that in no school that I've worked at has that been the case. I think the teaching of history has moved on a lot, actually, in the last sort of 20 to 30 years. It is challenging, and I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it equips students with skills which are vital to so many professions, so many careers, so many degree pathways. It teaches students to be critical. It teaches them to read between the lines and not take facts at face value. It teaches them to be analytical and evaluative. And crucially, I think, you know, in history lessons, students use an awful lot of key, oral and written skills, which are the makings of success in most careers and professions. The ability to be able to communicate clearly, to be able to articulate yourself in written form and to be able to present with confidence. I'm very biased, but I think it's such an important subject. And I think beyond the skills, and I don't know whether you would agree, looking at everything I've taught in various history curricula over the last sort of 13 to 14 years, there are so many times where I'm teaching something and I think, wow, that's so pertinent to what was on the news yesterday, or, you know, current issues and current affairs. And I really do think, without any exaggeration, that if people don't learn history, they're almost confined to living in a state of sort of almost ignorance, because it's so hard to understand the world we're in if you don't know how that has developed and how that has come about. And such simple things like going on holiday, you know, you understand the culture of another country so much more if you understand just a little bit of that country's history. So for me, it's an absolutely crucial subject. I think it links in with so many other disciplines. And I think that's why I loved it as a student at school. And I hope that comes across, obviously, in my teaching. So I think it's great that the teaching of history has become so much more diverse and so much more positive for generations like yours. And hopefully I won't sit through too many more parents' evenings with parents regaling me with tales of dusty history books and chalkboards and things like that. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Why do you love it so much? Because you want to study it, don't you?
Yes, I'd like to try and study it and then eventually become a teacher of history myself. But I'll tell you, I just find history so interesting. I love learning about our past. Mm. And I think that from my GCSE history, because we focused on the 20th century for our GCSE history, I loved Russia. I loved learning about the Cold War. And I know that our course studies on the tail end of, not the tail end, just the beginning of the Cold War.
Yeah.
With our timings. But that first bit, I'd be interested to learn a bit more about before the Cold War.
So you mean like the sort of the early Stalinist
the
period
early,
before
yeah,
the war?
That's yeah. what I'm looking forward to. And I also love learning about the Tudors, which is our other part. I didn't think I'd like it. I know when I left,
I love Tudor history.
Yeah, when I left from school in year 11, I asked my history teacher then if I could take two A-level textbooks home. I read pretty much Russia, the Russian textbook, and I felt an urge not to read the Tudors. I thought it would be boring, but honestly, I love it.
No, I think as far as early modern history goes, the Tudor period is quite relatable, actually. And I think it's so prominent in popular culture in terms of, you know, tourist sites around the UK, Hampton Court being a great example. I think you're going on a trip there, actually, or possibly next year, that Mr. Gibbs has organised. But also in film and television and Wolf Hall and those sorts of things, you know. And even sort of historical fiction that's been written about the Tudor period. I think that makes it much more easy to learn about it because you've got things to hook the new knowledge onto.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of Tudor history.
Oh, I love
Part
Tudor
of me wishes
history.
I could teach both the Russia unit and the Tudor unit in the sixth form because I do enjoy both.
Well, I must say, Miss Ridge, I think that's all that we've got time for. And I think it's all that you have time for as well, because you are very, very, very busy. So I'd just like to say thank you so much for you, Miss Ridge, for giving up your time and coming to talking to us today. I'm sure our listeners greatly appreciate it as much as I do.
It's been great fun. I'm really grateful that you wanted to talk to me. I've only got 8 weeks of experience at Clifton High School, so maybe in years to come, I'll be able to flesh out my answers with a little bit more experience. But it's been great chatting with you, Ollie. Thanks very much.
So thank you so much, Miss Rich. And also thank you to our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. And tell you what, next, we have some of our psychology and photography students talking with their respective teachers about their subjects and experience in our sixth form. Hello there, guys, and welcome back to Clifton High Voices. It is an absolute pleasure to be now joined by Lucy, Miss Backhurst and Miss Gayton.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm in year 12 and I study drama, psychology, photography and EPQ.
Hello, I'm Miss Gayton. I am an English and psychology teacher here at Clifton High.
And hello, I'm Mrs. Backhurst and I teach photography and art.
So, are you ready for the first question, guys?
Absolutely.
Jump in.
One thing that I'm particularly interested in, and I think many people would be interested in, is when did you guys actually gain your interests in your respective subjects, Miss Gayton? When did you gain an interest in psychology?
Yeah, so I think for me it's been a bit of an interesting journey. As I said, I'm an English specialist, and I didn't see myself teaching psychology. That wasn't in my kind of 5-year plan. It wasn't the goal when I came to Clifton High School. But it was a really amazing opportunity that was offered to me. I've always loved psychology. My mum's actually a psychology teacher too, so it meant I had a little bit of background, I had a bit of knowledge. And so I kind of just took the opportunity when it was offered to me by the school. And yeah, it's been amazing. It's a really interesting subject. I loved studying it when I was doing my A-levels. It's very challenging. It's very difficult. But I think if you've got an interest in human behaviour and you want to understand how people work, how they behave, then it's a really great subject for that. And it offers, as Lucy was saying, offers so many opportunities for kind of future study. It lends itself really nicely to the other subjects. So it seemed like a bit of a no-brainer taking it up. And it's been a really, really good term so far. I've really, really enjoyed teaching it.
And with the photography, originally I was an art teacher and then went into textiles and then into photography, but all of them interlink. So very much so within the art, I would use textiles and photography techniques. So it actually became a very natural progression for me to go into teaching photography as a specific subject. I think over the last few years, I think technology has advanced so much, and with the facilities here at Clifton High School, with the use of the iPads and the computers, as well as the more traditional photography techniques we have, I think it's a real, really powerful course to be able to integrate the more contemporary with the traditional skills learnt within photography and learning about the visual literacy of photography. And also, it's a much initially a much quicker process to take a photograph perhaps, and sometimes I think it's seen as quite a rapid process, but actually I think the photography students, I don't know if Lucy would agree with me here, is that it's a real journey to be able to take those photos in the first place and plan what we're going to take, but also we're going to be talking and thinking and learning about the post-production and editing of those photos as well. Would you agree, Lucy?
Yeah, no, I agree with that, yeah.
The way that the course is structured, we're going to interlink some darkroom techniques later on in the year, mm-hmm. which will be great for the students to actually see where those traditional techniques have come from, and the way that science actually is so important within the photography, and then blending in those art skills as well.
Yeah, I think it's a really good useful like skill to have as well.
Certainly, I think it's employers and universities are looking at the skill sets of students to be able to have a creative skill and be able to express yourself in a different way and show a different way of thinking. I think creative courses are really important to show that different way of thinking.
Yeah, I like how different it is to like other subjects as well, so you can sort of like escape from like school and like use your creative side to make up new things, which is really, really good.
I'm really, really pleased you're enjoying it. It's great.
Why do you think psychology is useful A-level to have?
Good question. I say this to my students a lot, actually, and when I'm just generally chatting about psychology. I think a lot of people assume that psychology is going to be a really easy subject where we lie around on a couch and we talk about our feelings.
It's really
and we
not.
Process our childhood experiences. And as you've seen, Lucy, yeah. It's not at all like that. It's a science, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And it is really difficult. It's all about analysis. It's about using your kind of higher level critical thinking skills. We evaluate everything we do. So we don't just talk about, you know, our experiences as a child and how they've shaped us. That is part of it. But we also think about, you know, whether the research we're looking at is kind of valid, whether it's reliable, whether we should be looking at it at all. And I think because it's a science, but it also requires students to use kind of their essay writing skills. It's really useful because it ties in so well with lots of other subjects. So pupils that do history and English will find that they are using that essay writing structure within psychology, but pupils that are doing biology and chemistry are also using those kind of skills as well. And I think alongside that, with the science element, we do a lot of biopsychology, where we think about how the human body affects our behaviour. So there's so many links, there's so many crossovers. And I think that that works really well. And it means that pupils are never kind of pigeonholing themselves into one place. I know that, Lucy, you kind of said, yeah, it's definitely not like that. So your experience of psychology is obviously probably not what you thought it was going to be, but hopefully still
enjoyable. It is still
enjoyable.
Really interesting. Yeah, I really enjoy it.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Why do you think photography is a useful A-level to have?
Well, I think... touched on the fact of employers and universities, but I think even more importantly, with the photography course, along with other art courses, there really has to be a journey, and that actually shows a lot of commitment and a lot of the thought process. So initially looking and researching, but then developing those ideas and experimenting, pulling ideas together from different places, but together with your own personality and your own individual creativity to then create your own pieces. And it's so great when we see the progression going through, but also the variety of outcomes sort of coming from the different bodies of work, depending on where you start and where you finish off. And we're really hoping to this year to have a complete range of final pieces in scale and design and style, which reflect individual personalities from the group.
Yeah. And I feel like nowadays so many people use technology, phones and stuff, so it is really useful to have, and so many people taking pictures nowadays.
Yes,
it captures the memories and stuff. So it's
absolutely
good.
It captures in time. Yeah. Yes.
Now, one thing, because photography and psychology are both offered as A-levels here at Clifton High School, and one good thing I think about A-levels is that you go more in depth on subjects that you love, you have a genuine passion for. The specification is wide. There's a lot to go into to learn for the final exam. I know that pupils will have favourite things that they like about subjects, but for you as teachers, what do you like to teach in your respective subjects? Miss Gayton, can we start with you?
Good question, because I think there are definitely areas we don't like to teach. So it's good to acknowledge that there are areas we do enjoy. Research methods. I think that psychology is a really good subject for kind of spiking interest, because it's the study of human behaviour. We're just understanding how people work and what makes us tick and why we interact with people and why we think the way we do. So it means that there's always going to be something that you're interested in. I personally really like, we do a topic on attachment, which is what we're doing after our half term. And that's all about how we form relationships and how our interactions in infancy can influence our relationships in later life. So we talk about, children and their bonds with their parents, and how when they kind of grow up as adults, those initial bonds, those initial relationships might actually influence their kind of romantic relationships. So that's really interesting. We also have a topic called social influence, which is all about why people conform and obey. So not just looking at things like peer pressure, but we look at things like why, for example, in the world wars, why people might have done things that were really cruel and awful that actually they might not have even wanted to do. But there might have been influences and reasons which encouraged them to obey or conform to orders. So I think that's a really interesting topic, and there's some really kind of meaty, juicy studies that we can look at. I think the students will like that, because there's a lot of very interesting and very unethical studies, which are probably always the most interesting ones to look at. So, yeah, I think those are probably my top topics at the moment.
And Miss Backhurst?
So I really like sort of the photojournalistic side, or looking at the cultural side of humans and life, and how these photographers capture humans in a particular way, which really how a photograph, they say sometimes a photograph is worth more than 1,000 words, and I think that is so true. And when you do take that image in that shot, and you're so proud of it, because it really does reflect what's happening at a moment, at a time. So I really, really am looking forward to teaching that aspect, especially living somewhere as vibrant as Bristol, because there's so much going on. It's always all sorts of things happening in the city, and as a city itself and the way it looks and the way it presents itself, it's very vibrant. And I think we're very lucky to be in such a an environment. But I also like drawing on my my art and my textiles and my multimedia skills, and using photographs, but then taking them through to developing them in another way of manipulation. So it might be through using mixed media, it might be layering, or using them origami, using origami to, or adding bleach, adding texture. So it's building up those layers of skills that some students may have from other areas and bringing them together. But that's certainly an area that I really do enjoy.
That's good. Miss Gayton, who inspired you to teach psychology?
Good question. I think psychology's an interesting one because it's not really like photography where you're necessarily immersed in the subject all the time, or you're exposed to it. I don't think we're really exposed to kind of psychological studies or research on a modern day, not as obviously anyway. So I don't think there was a particular psychologist or study that really caught my eye. I've just always been really interested in the way that humans behave, in looking at how we interact with each other. I love kind of analysing and picking people apart, and I think that was kind of my initial interest in taking psychology. And then once I took it myself as an A-level and I realised how many topics there were and how interesting it was to kind of look at these different theories and perspectives, that kind of inspired me to then go on and study it myself. I think, as well, as cheesy as it sounds, my mum's been a big inspiration because she teaches it and because she loves it so much. I think I probably got a bit of that passion from her as well. So probably that is. It was being quite an organic process, I would say, which is really nice. And hopefully that'll end up inspiring some of you guys as well. And you'll have it as a passion too.
Yeah.
Miss Backhurst? Yes, I would agree. As a trained ceramicist, I would often take photographs and then transfer them onto the body of the ceramic. So that's where my first kind of link to the photographic image came from. And then I would, all the way through my artwork, I would link and put photographs and images within. And I think, yes, it's just, I would agree, it's just been an organic process as a teacher, teaching, being in a creative environment and finding that the subjects are interwoven, and always being interested in those mixed media pieces that quite often, just to be able to branch off in a specific area, really help to take that piece to the next level. And with the photography, I really think that the being able to express yourself through an image and then within using that within a piece of art really, really can take it that step further.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one thing that I would love to know from each of you is what exactly you guys like about Clifton High School. Because I know that Clifton High School is a really unique school. I know that our sixth form is uniquely small. I know that we have a sixth form that consists of something about just over 80. I know that class sizes as well are really small. But what do you guys like about it? That's what I like about it as a pupil. What do you guys like about Clifton High School as teachers?
Yeah, I think probably a lot of what we like as teachers is what you like as well, Ollie, and what you like as pupils. It's a really unique opportunity having such small class sizes. It means we really get to know our pupils. This is my second year teaching, and I don't think I'd barely taught anybody in my psychology class before. So it was a very new experience, but so quickly you get to know the pupils, and it does feel like a little bit of a family. And that's not just in the sixth form, but in the whole school. And I think because there is still that immersion, the sixth form students still have a presence in the school, that's really nice, because it kind of feels like you don't leave them and they don't leave you, and you're seeing each other all the time. And I think it also makes it a lot easier to support pupils as well. If you need to catch up with a pupil or you need to give a bit of extra help, it's much easier to do that. Whereas in a larger school, I don't think it's as easy to kind of check in with each other. So I think that's really, really nice. And I think that culture goes all the way through Clifton High School.
I would totally agree. I think it's those smaller groups have really enabled me as a new member of staff to actually really get to know each of the pupils within the group And also their individual strengths and what we need to work on. And it's been fantastic because, Lucy, we went on a trip to, we went to the Camera Obscura and we took some photos of the Bristol Suspension Bridge. And it was just so fantastic to be able to go out on this trip with the group. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really lovely morning.
Yeah,
and
it
actually
was
quite a bonding experience, I think. We all, we got caught in that rain.
Yeah. And that was nice.
10-second showers, but we were okay. It was lovely and warm. And then the sun came out, didn't it?
Great photo opportunities.
It was, absolutely. Lucy, you got some great shots.
Really good shots.
Did you enjoy the trip?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I feel like it's good to do sort of trips like that so you actually understand different how to take different pictures and the camera, obviously, learning different parts of the camera, which was really helpful. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, brilliant. I'm really glad to hear, because it was really successful. But like I say, I think, yes, just us all going out together and using what's nearby as well. I think we're so lucky here at Clifton High School because we have such beautiful surroundings.
Yeah.
And you've been out and about in the school as well and taking some photos of the wonderful architecture and the beautiful trees and things. And I think that we can really use that in the photography lessons as well as the local environment. So I think we're very, very lucky from that point of view. But yes.
So what further things would you like to bring to the sixth form?
Oh, that's a good question. I think for me, I would love to see psychology grow as a subject. Obviously, this is the first year in a long time, I think, that we've run it. So it's still very new. And I think people are still getting to know it as a subject. So I think seeing that grow and I think having more classes and it really getting established as a subject would be great. I think also it would be really nice as we kind of, as I get to know the course a bit more, as you guys get to know the course a little bit more, to have more kind of extracurricular opportunities, trips. COVID has obviously made that really tricky in the last year or so, but I'm really hoping that kind of over the next year especially, we'll be able to kind of organise some trips. And, you know, there's loads of opportunities. I've been looking into whether we can go to like a zoo and do a visit and look at animal behaviour. And I know that sociology are taking pupils on a trip to a prison. So there's so many routes that we can go down with psychology. So I think I would love to see that grow and see the opportunities for that grow outside of the class as well as in the class.
Nice.
Yes, and so with the photography, again, it says the first year of the course, and I'm so excited that we're going to be, next year we're going to be able to use the darkroom and we're going to be able to use those traditional techniques, and that's going to be fantastic. But also I'm really excited to get some beautiful photographs printed and perhaps put some around your new wonderful sixth form centre. It's a beautiful building and there's some great pieces in there already, but I do feel that there's a couple of walls that could really benefit for some really fantastic photography pieces. So Lucy, if you've got any anything.
Well, a final thought from me that I'd like to ask you all: do you have any future plans to involve the sixth form or entire school as a whole? For instance, maybe you have extracurricular clubs, maybe in mind. Do you have any ideas, perhaps?
Yeah, so I think, as we were saying, I'd love to kind of organise some more trips and things like that on a sixth form level. I think on a whole school level, our scholars programme offers some really good opportunities for people to get involved with things like psychology and sociology and photography that they might not have exposure to before. So we've got a scholars activity coming up after half term, actually, which is a psychology one. I'm not going to give it away because I think I'd like to keep it a bit of a secret, but if you like CSI, FBI, that kind of thing, forensics, that might interest you. And yeah, I'm hoping doing things like that will really kind of get people involved, pique people's interest, and just show off psychology a little bit and show them what it's really like as well.
Are you going to be wearing one of those white suits with the big zip?
I can't reveal anything.
It's like Men in Black walking in, nice big black sunglasses.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to try and find some like crime tape,
try and get a body from somewhere.
Not a real body. Don't worry, a fake body. Yeah, that's the plan.
With the photography, currently I run a 3D club, but it would be nice in the future to be able to run a photography-based club. Mr. Rez runs a Procreate class already, so that's using the iPads and the Procreate app, which is a fantastic way for the students to be able to integrate photography and art together. And we've just had the Clifton Arts Trail based in the Hub. We were the Hub, which was this weekend, which was fantastic. We had so many people and it was fantastic for the A-level students to have their work exhibited. And I would very much like in the future for the photography students to have a very strong presence within that exhibition. So I think that would be a great opportunity for them to showcase their work.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
Okay, so thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today about your subjects and your backgrounds. It has been greatly appreciated, so thank you very much. And also thank you to all our listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Clifton High Voices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Clifton High Voices.
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 Clifton High Voices.